Okay, halachas of kosher and kalim. Simen kuf yutazayin.
Jason.
Sif
Sif, hey.
hey. Okay, so kli sheyesh b'tlai, a kli that has a handle. No, I'm sorry, not a handle, a patch. Like it's, back then we don't know from these things anymore because we just if your pot gets ruined, so you just get a new one. You don't patch it up with other metal. But if it had a patch. And this is just a continuation of what we said last night, which is that if this cracks in anything, so it's very hard to get the chametz out of this, so it's very difficult to kasha. If there's a concern that there's a little bit of chametz there, as I saw from Mikoidon, then you have to do libun, right? Use the torch or whatever it is. And until you know with 100% clarity that if this chametz there, it would be burned. And then you do hagolah. And if there's no chashash that there's real chametz, if the patch was there before it was chametz, so then you could kasher it the way it is, right? The same way it absorbed it with Hagala, so it spits it out with Hagala too. But if you first put the kli with chametz, and then you put the tlai, meaning the patch came after, then the Hagala will not work. First thing you'd have to do is you'd have to take coals and put it onto the patch. The lavin is to be in that place. And if the tlai is attached with like it's melted silver and Bedil? Tin. Like, right? Okay, diamond, yachal, agila, then you could kasher it the way it is. Keep it as the chametz nisafa azba, then the chametz is going to get burnt up when you melt down the metal. Right? So again, the same yisoid, which is that if there's cracks and crevices and all that type of thing, you got to burn it out first, and then you could do hagol. If not, then you can't kasher. Medoicha. So medoicha is a crusher, a mortar that you crush food with it. So harifim. So when you use it to smash sharp foods im chametz biyachad together with chametz, let's say you were, I don't know, what would be the example? I guess onions, but eggs are not chametz. I don't know what you would. I guess you're putting crackers inside your eggs and onions or whatever it is. So you need libun kal. That it gets so burnt. Meaning, how do you get not burnt? It has to get so hot that if you put the straw on the other side, it'll burn. And if it's not the makom to smash it, rock pilpul in a kedoma, just pepper, then sagi ba'agola, then it's enough with agola. And so basically, because the pressure makes more taste. So therefore, it needs a stricter, it needs a more stronger kasher. Zion, kalim shi'ichzik ben yayin sarf l'kiyum. If you have utensils that held yayin sarf, so that's alcohol, hard alcohol, and it was stored there. Same time v'reicha yayin sarf niflat al yidei agolas, then an agola is not going to work for that either, because it's sharp, and it penetrates a lot more. Rock and bishulos and heiteb b'mayim efer. The only way you're going to do it is if you cook it. You cook water in these utensils, and you're going to put ashes in there to make the taste bad. Until the smell goes out of it, and then you could do agola. And this, I think, you do find if you empty a bottle of alcohol of, let's say, scotch, and then that bottle still smells. Even if you put water into it, that water will have some sort of smell. So what you have to do is you have to boil water up in it and put ashes in it to get rid of the smell, and then you could kosher. This is something that most people wouldn't do nowadays. Ches. Agola. So to kosher a barrel, this is how you have to do it. So you lob an avonim, you have to heat up stones. You see him boy, take these hot stones, put them into the barrel, and then pour on them. Mayim roischem from a klirishin, you goggle as a chavis, and then roll the barrel. So the agola will get to every place. And our barrels that are made from many pieces of, you know the way a barrel is, it's got these wooden slats, I guess, and then there's these metal bands around it. Same amar ham chametz on yayin sarif. So if there's chametz in there, like yayin sarif, like shehichzik by kemach, or there's wheat in there, loy mahani lehagola doesn't hagola does not help. Tess kol davar shetzarach hagola loy mahani leklipa. Anything that needs hagola doesn't help to do klipa, meaning just to take off a layer. Ela dafka ba'agola, you specifically need hagola. Fine. Yud kol kli she'i yefshel lanakos ha'hetiv, any kli that you can't clean well. Kigoyin hanofa v'kis sherechayim, let's say a sifter, or a how do you say kis sherechayim? It's the bag that comes along with a mill, right? Meaning the bag that you catch all the stuff from the mill from a grinder in there. V'chein salam sh'nishtam chametz and baskets that you use for chametz v'rib eisen v'chein kli shepiv tzar, a kli that's mouth is very small v'yashal d'shav shebay b'mfnim and you can't scrub it from the inside so she'yesh le'konim or has reeds. Hagola does not help. All right, so that's what we're talking about. All these food processors, all those type of things. You can't really do hagol on them. The thing is, what happens if you don't use chametz with them? They're washed in a chametz sink, or they're used near chametz. So then, really halachically, it doesn't even need to be kosher. But seems like the minig is not to use them on Pesach. So boxes that they hide food in them, kol hashana, the whole year. Of marok, and sometimes they will pour soup from pots. Needs a light kashering. That you pour rice on it. That you have to only pour the water from the kli that you heat up the water. Right, meaning. And people make this mistake. What they do is they boil up a pot of water on the stovetop, and then the pot is very heavy, so they don't want to take that pot and pour it straight. So what they do is they take a pitcher and they put it in, and then they pour from that pitcher onto the counter. That's no good because that pitcher becomes a klisheni. If you leave the pitcher in the pot until the water boils again, then that would be fine. But if you're just scooping it out, then that does not work. And it has to be dafka from the kli that has water in it. Meaning that you heated the water up. And you shouldn't spray the water. It should be poured on there. All right? And the Shulchan is, the meaning is also to be melavan. And you put them on the table, and you pour hot water. You move the stone from place to place. This is in order to reheat the water, meaning they have these koshering sets in the grocery stores here. So basically, it's a stone, and what you do is you pour the hot water, and then it goes on top of the stone, and then that stone reheats it. Fine. So again, malichanas now will be boiling hot water on the whole thing. But you have to make sure you scrub This is, let's say, for the counters. You have to scrub them first. After 24 hours, meaning you have to clean and then wait 24 hours. Although in theory, you can wait 24 hours and then clean, as long as you don't clean with hot water. Umikom akum, yesh even after you, there are those that even after they kasha, ela priestess mapa dover acher, they meaning they spread out a tablecloth or something else, and that's how and meaning they'll kasher and they'll cover, which is more the chassidim, they do that, but it's not halachically necessary. Halacha, either you kasher or you cover. The handles also need to be need a hechsher, even though they're not touching the food. But if the handle cannot fit into the pot, right? So yochal then you can be mashed the handle by pouring water on it. Yud gimel kol kli shesiu kli amidus tzrichin gam ken agolo. Any drinking kli and a kli that's measured also needs agolo. And glass, the meaning is not to kasha. Svardim do kasha, but the meaning Ashkenazi meaning is not to. Metal kli matches, metal kli shein mebutochen mebefnim behituf sfuchus, that it has a coating inside, a glass coating. Ein lahem takana, v'agola has no takana with agola. Al psagi behu believe in kal. It's enough with even kalkamai, like the same way we said what was it again? Mortar. Yadalit. We only do agala with water. And there should be nothing else mixed into the water. Even ashes. You want to kasha with straight water. Let's say you did hagala on water. On a kalim, and you used the same water for so many utensils that the water became dirty and it looked like brine. Saying Magilan Oibahem, you should not do Hagala in them anymore. What'd you say we're going up to tonight?
Through your dollar.
Okay, so we just did Yadalit,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Okay, so that's there you go. Fine, we'll stop over there, and everybody should have a fine night. Thank you for waiting up for me and for your patience.
Thank you very much, Mazda.